Governor Chris Sununu. Good morning, Gov.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Before I get into, you know, the important stuff, my important question is, do you think the Super Bowl should move from Sunday to Saturday?
Boy, I've wrestled with that one for a long time. I used to say yes, and I think the answer is yes. I think you'd have so much more fun, so much more engagement, and the idea that you have to wake up first thing tomorrow morning. If they would just put it at a normal time at like 4 o'clock, no. But, yeah, I'm a non-traditionalist in saying that Saturday wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. My kids could watch it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. All right, you've earned my vote again. Thank you. That's all I need. Bye. No, just kidding. Don't hang up.
Had I lost it? Oh, my God.
some serious stuff going on in New Hampshire. First and foremost, I'm sure the state is very prepared and working to get ready for the big storm tomorrow.
We are. So we did a call with the Weather Service this morning. We're going to have another call in a half hour with all the local emergency coordinators. The bad news is that it's going to be a big storm. But the good news is it's nothing we can't handle. It's going to be fairly cold, which means it's light and fluffy. On a Saturday, not a lot of kids in school, obviously, not a lot of folks at work, don't have to worry about commuter traffic. And I think the information, the public information around this one has been very strong, so people know it's coming, right? This should not surprise anyone, which means my guess is the vast majority of the state, hopefully will kind of just be hunkered down, enjoying a, you know, fire by the wood stove and, you know, watching some television or whatever and letting the storm ride itself out during the bulk of the day on Saturday, and that allows our crews to get out there, clean it up very quickly, very efficiently. If you do have to be out and about, just be careful. There's going to be very high winds, very tough visibility. Those are the two big issues right now. And just give the plows room. You know, you really do. I mean, sometimes you see these people that almost are like challenging plows. Give them plenty of room, you know, in space. It really does make the difference in terms of allowing us to safely and efficiently clean those roads.
Absolutely. Let me shift gears briefly. The Harmony Montgomery case, which is just so tragic on so many levels, you sent a pretty strong letter to Massachusetts, to their judicial system, about the incredible error, I'll call it, to be nice, in giving custody of this little child to a drug-dealing, violent father. And they've responded now. Are you satisfied with their response?
Well, it's not over. So they responded saying, yes, we're going to dig in. We're going to make sure that we get to the bottom of this. And so I'm satisfied with their attitude in terms of, I think they want to be a cooperative partner. They understand their responsibility in making sure that we get as much information as possible. Hopefully we can still bring Harmony home safe. Every day that goes by, we get, you know, it gets more and more tense without a doubt. But we also want to make sure this doesn't happen again. And we do everything we can to prevent it. It isn't about casting blame. It's not at all. We're looking internally. We're doing our own internal review and auditing of our process, every point of contact we had with that family or Harmony. What was it? What discussion happened? Did we follow all the protocols we needed to follow? And we're just asking them to open everything up because, as you pointed out, the most baffling part of all this is the fact that she was in that position in the first place, which I think we can all agree never should have happened.
I think we can all hope it never, and something like that never happens again. If nothing, maybe learn from this. So some news on the COVID front. You know, the numbers are staying where the numbers are. Hopefully we'll get out of this Omicron soon. And you've come up with a New Hampshire unique way to get testing kits available, huh?
You know, we always seem to kind of lead the country in our innovative ways. So we were the first states, I think we're the first state to do our free at-home test. You could click a button, and we did that two rounds of that. Now the federal government's kind of copying our playbook a little bit, and they're doing, you know, hundreds of millions of tests with the same model that we were very successful with. But where we see the demand is still if you need a test in a pinch, right? You can't even wait the week for the federal government to mail it to you. And you run out to CVS or Walmart and, you know, you can just hit it at the wrong day and there's nothing on those shelves. So we are putting them on our shelves and we have, 70 liquor stores, that are retail operations. They're great operations. We can logistically get these things out quickly. So we put about $10 million forward, a little more than $10 million to buy 1 million tests. And, we're just going to sell them at cost. We're not here to make a buck. We're just selling them for the cost that we buy the test plus the shipping and all that sort of thing. And we're going to get 1 million tests in a couple weeks onto the shelves of all of our liquor stores, which I think just creates a whole new opportunity. I know state's really done anything like this, but, you know, I give our team a lot of credit just kind of leading the way, finding where the gap is, and making sure that we can fill that need for the citizen.
This is going to sound like a random question, but I actually thought of it because a few months ago I sent my 17-year-old out to Rite Aid to pick up a test. and that was fine. But they're out all over the place. How does it work if a minor goes into a liquor store to pick up a test when you guys might be the only ones that have them? Is that okay?
That's a great question. If you don't want to, two things there. If you don't want to go into a liquor store, I think we're going to be working with, like, for example, on like Route 93, the Common Man convenience stores and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So there will be some other outlets. The vast majority, though, will be through the liquor stores. And yes, they can, as long as they're not buying alcohol, they can purchase the test. You're not carded when you go into the store. You're carded when you make the purchase of alcohol. So there's no violation in terms of a 17-year-old going.
Okay. No, that's very good information, because sadly it's been quite a few years since I had to worry about where I got carded, so I didn't know how it worked.
I find that hard to believe.
Governor, I know you're really busy today. I want to thank you for taking the time with us this morning, and I hope to talk to you soon. And everybody, you heard it here. The governor supports Saturday Super Bowl.
I'm going to get killed. I think I just lost the election on that one right there.
I'll help you.
Super Bowl. But it's just, you know what it is? I'm a dad. I want my third grader to be able to stay up a little later to watch the game and love it, as opposed to, I'm sorry, buddy, the game is starting at like 8:30. You got to go to bed at 9 or 9:30. You can watch a quarter, and we'll let you know what happens because he has to wake up for school the next day. It's just, they have the ability to kind of shift with the times, and I want kids to, you know, to get excited about it.
I think that's a great reason. I think that's great. I think there's lots of reasons, and that's a good one. All right, Gov, you have a great day.
Blame the kids. Thank you.
Works every time.
Good to talk to you. Bye.